Voters in Louisiana's 5th Congressional District decide a new representative in the November 4th election. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo is a candidate and joins me for discussion of his campaign. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, you had a strong showing in the special election last year. What did you learn from that race, and how are you looking to improve in this campaign?
Well, first of all, I learned that you have to be familiar with the 24 parishes in the 5th Congressional District. And, of course, because we had a short run last time, and we just didn't have very long, and so it was very, very difficult. But now I have a better feel for those parishes. Also, you learn that you need more resources, and you need to be able to get your message out. And of course, we were not able to get our message out in Central Louisiana and the Florida parishes in the way that I would have liked to have. However, we did run strong, but it wasn't strong enough.
The state's Democratic Central Committee has endorsed you in this election. How do you hope that plays out in this campaign?
Well, the good thing about that, first of all, I'm very appreciative to that. I'm also very appreciative to the fact that I am the only Democrat in the race, and so they have endorsed me, and that means a lot. There will be some resources available. You never know how much resources, but certainly there will be more resources than I had the last time, so that would be significant. But even through all of that, there's no guarantees. You have to get out there and talk to the folks throughout the district, which is what our team is doing, and then talk to them about the issues and listen to what their concerns are.
Mayor, as you travel, what do you see as the largest problem facing the district, and how do you address that?
Well, there's no question that the largest problem is job growth, job development, workforce development, and, of course, education. But the fact of the matter is there's not a federal comprehensive plan for the 5th Congressional District. And that's what we did for the city of Monroe in 2008. We put together a plan, a comprehensive plan, and that's why we've been successful in so many different areas. And I believe that that needs to be done in the 5th Congressional District.
If elected, is there a committee that you would hope to serve on?
One of the things that we have to keep in mind is that here in the 5th Congressional District, that there is a large tract of land for agriculture development. And of course, whether I serve on that committee or not, I obviously would want to make sure that I have input on that committee. But everybody loves to serve on the appropriation committee, mm-hmm. because that's where the money is. And I would love to be able to serve on that. It's not very likely that a new person coming to Congress will be able to serve on that committee, but I certainly will lobby it to be able to do that. But the most important thing, and you have to keep this in mind, that there are no earmarks anymore. All of the projects are done through the federal agencies. So you do have to have a good relationship with the administration. That's why I have issues with candidates who go to Washington and decide that they're going to fight the administration or fight the president on every issue. Now, I want to say that obviously there will be some things that I will not agree with the administration on, but you cannot go there and think that you're going to fight the administration and be able to get projects for the 5th Congressional District.
The Affordable Care Act, what is your position on that?
Well, the fact of the matter is the Affordable Care Act was something that was needed, and obviously I support it, but I want to quickly say that it's not perfect. There are some things that need to be fixed with those features that's in there.
Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo, a candidate for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.